Brian Barrett here with Coach Chad Hibden of the Blackman Lady Blaze. And, Coach, I said before we started this interview here that sometimes you have to win by a war of attrition, and that's kind of what it was today. But, you know, a win's a win for the Lady Blaze.
Amen to that. You know, they did a really good job, Houston, really spreading their press offense out so that we weren't able to, you know, really, really get into them. And we were able to press them and trap them and do some things. But the first time we played them, we turned them over just constantly. And so their coaching staff obviously did a good job. And it took us a little while to get kind of our legs under us a little bit, you know, from an offensive standpoint. But I thought we were really locked in defensively early. Obviously, only giving up 2 points in the first quarter, even though we only scored 5. I mean, you still like that. So it was. I mean, anytime you're in this environment and the games that we've been in here before, you know, it's a struggle. I mean, it seems like you're playing 2 games in 1. It really does, you know, because it's just, you know, 2 teams battling for so much on the line. I think, and you know, for our girls to understand that and be able to experience that, that's hopefully going to really help us in our next battle on Friday night.
To give up only 11 points in the first half, a lot of people look at that and say, well, so-and-so wasn't shooting well. You know, Houston wasn't shooting well. But I think you have to credit the defense on the other side. I think there needs to be credit given to the defense that your girls were playing. And even though you all weren't shooting as well, defense does a lot to help you out with that.
Yeah, and that's the deal, especially state tournament. That's why we've built our team, you know, around defense and rebounding, you know, because you're going to get in these games, in any game, but especially a game in Murphy Center, you know, if you're blessed enough to play a couple, you're absolutely going to have some games where it doesn't fall in, you know, at a 60, you know, 50, 60%, you know, mark. I mean, you're just not going to do that because, you know, it's a different environment and, you know, obviously so much is on the line. But, you know, defensively, I think what we were doing was limiting them to any easy ones. Every shot they took was contested. It was a tough shot, and that, you know, says just a lot about our girls being locked in and having a great effort defensively.
Now, with all of these things that we're saying here, there were times that you had a lineup out there, Coach, that I haven't seen you put out there at all this year. You had 5 girls in there that I've never seen play at the same time. The flow, I think, was an issue for you for a time.
It was. I mean, you know, that's the uniqueness of our team. I mean, we feel like we can, you know, not miss a beat when we have any lineup. And I think early, you know, one thing I've learned from the past is, you know, you really need, because it is that war of attrition like we talked about, and you need to kind of, you know, find a way just at some point in time for 2 or 3 minutes, you know, even if it's a play even type of 2 or 3 minute segments, you know, to get some rest, get some kids in case you need them, you know, here or there, and in case something, you know, happens. So we weren't necessarily really worried about our traditional lineups that we put on the floor. We were more concerned about just getting everybody a little action so that they could, you know, kind of get that the feel and the environment, and then be able to just get periodic rest for everybody, because, you know, it's a battle out there, and our girls play so hard. We play so hard defensively, and we push the basketball so hard, and having 7 or 8 or 9, you know, really helps us be able to win those kind of games.
Chad Hibden joining us as we talk about the Blackman girls' win, 52-38 over Houston. Coach, it was Houston's first trip here to the Murphy Center, and it wasn't the first for Blackman and for you, and a lot of times we make a lot of that fact. But if you really look at it, it is the first trip for your girls here, except maybe Micah, when she was a freshman?
Yeah, Micah did make it as a freshman and played some, and you know, it was the first trip for the majority of these young ladies. I mean, I don't put a lot of, you know, into that, because I mean, it's, you know, basically their first trip, our first trip, you know, with this team, this group. You know, unless you've made it the year prior and you've got, you know, 7 or 8 of your key ladies back. I mean, otherwise, it's 2 basketball teams competing and trying to do the same thing, you know, survive, execute, and advance. They were well prepared. Give their coaching staff a lot of credit. They understood what they needed to do. And luckily for us, we were great enough on the defensive end and good enough on the offensive end to be able to survive.
You know, sometimes these trips to the Murphy Center come in streaks. Oakland in 01, 02, and 05. Riverdale made it in 2007. Smyrna in 2008 from a different district. And then you were here in 2009. Riverdale went back-to-back in state championships. You joined them in 2011. Then Riverdale on a little bit of a run. It's I know that there was a lot of Riverdale in that, but the fact of it is you've got kids like you mentioned, different teams, different kids, and that is part of building a program. So here's my question to you. You've been doing this for a while now. You've been trying to build the program, and now here you are in the state tournament. You're a favorite to win it. This is what you've been working toward for years at Blackman for the Lady Blaze.
It is. Our little, you know, motto or you know, key to that is we talk about being championship built. You know, it's so hard if you put everything about winning championships, you know, and because, you know, there's only one team going to win the AAA, you know, state tournament, and there's only going to be one district champion. There's only going to be one region championship winner. And so what we talk about is being championship built, and we gear everything towards that, and so that if we earn the right to play in a championship game, we feel like that we can do that. And we've been doing that from the start. And I give a lot of credit to those young ladies that started along with me and our coaching staff that first couple years that bought into that and saw a vision more than an end result, because we talk about championship built starts with being championship built people. And then you work on your championship practices and your preparation. And so you do all those things that lead up to success and the opportunity for success, because you never want to define an individual or a team or a group, you know, based on the number of simple championships, because we love the fact where our program is. You know, our quest is to win, you know, where we are now, and that's our next quest is to win Friday, and then if we earn the right to play for the championship game, then we'll try to earn it and deserve it in that. But that's where our program is. That's the thing that we focus on, and I think it helps those young ladies drive for something greater than just, you know, awards and trophies and those things, because it's a memory. You know, it's all those memories that really go into it. And as you win those championships, like we've, you know, won this year, and we've won in the past, and we've earned the right to be in the state tournament, you know, a couple of different times, those just add to the memories. It adds to the relationships. It adds to the things that you can connect to. And I think that's what makes our Lady Blaze program unique and different a little bit in what we try to accomplish.
Chad, some people say, you know, how do you handle the pressure of being ranked number one in the state and playing in the district that you play in and having that national ranking hanging over your heads and all that kind of thing? And I think you just answered that question. It's being championship built. You have to be built to handle those things. When success comes your way, how do you handle it?
You do. And with being championship built, with being built for those kind of, you know, situations, I think it comes down to you got to compete. Our coaching staff and including me, I mean, we're competitors. Our young ladies are competitors. We're just geared up. We're focused on the next opportunity for us to get better, which will be practice tomorrow. We'll compete and practice tomorrow, and then we'll come out and, you know, and compete again on Friday. And I think, you know, we don't allow ourselves to have, you know, too much time to sit around and think about the external factors that can go into a lot of things or the uncontrollable. What we can control is we can go control our attitude. We can control our effort and our focus and our preparation tomorrow, and then we'll be able to come out and control the way we play, and hopefully that you know, we'll live up to our talents and we'll be able to play with a calmness, and we'll be able to play with what we've kind of talked about lately is ferociousness, because we want to be aggressive. We, in order to quest and gain great things, you've got to be great, and that's what we'll look forward to.
Let's talk a little bit here about Mount Juliet. They're 30-1. You're 32-1. Lots of good basketball being played over the whole season between those two teams. Mount Juliet, what do you expect to see from the Bears?
Well, you know, they got the triple post attack with some guards that can shoot it and are better than people, I think, give them credit for. They're real heady, real smart, don't do anything to hurt them. You know, a lot of high-low stuff. You know, they're extremely skilled and extremely disciplined in what they do. Great passing, great screening, great post seals. It'll be another game similar to today. And so the game against Houston, maybe it'll be a little differently played, but because they're so regimented in what they do, it'll be another one of those wars where you just got to kind of try to focus on 2 or 3 minute segments at a time, and then move on to the next one, and kind of like a heavyweight, you know, boxing match. It goes down to the final, you know, final bell or final buzzer for us. You know, that's what we, you know, expect from them.
You've played a lot of games where other teams have tried to dictate what you do and try to maintain the flow and the tempo of the game. And some those games may be the hardest to win, aren't they?
They are, but the great thing about our young ladies is they don't mind winning anyway, you know, and as long as we're competing and trying to focus. And sometimes they know, hey, we can't control everything out there. What we can control is what we do. You know, they don't get really rattled or frustrated. It's sometimes it may take us a little while to figure it out, just like any you know, good basketball game. You make adjustments and things happen. And so, you know, it take you a possession or two to be able to kind of settle in to understand what we've got to do at this point in time to be effective against whatever Mount Juliet throws at us.
One thing I did notice, their guards, I think your guards are going to have a pretty decent opportunity here to really put some pressure on them. Is that one of the things that you'll do? I know you haven't looked at a lot of tape yet, but how are you going to attack the Bears?
Well, you've got to disrupt, you know, what they do offensively because they are so, like we say, regimented. But, you know, our guards, I mean, in every game, you know, we talk about ball pressure, and it'll be no different, you know, to be able to get into their offense, maybe extend their offense out a little bit more so, you know, their post players aren't catching it at the rim. Maybe they're catching it at the elbow, the high post, and those kind of areas. You know, tonight we watched a little bit in the first half where they were just catching at the rim and scoring, catching at the rim and scoring. Obviously, you know, any good basketball team, if you allow them to get those kind of looks and those kind of touches, it'll be a real, real long night for anybody playing them. So we will. We'll try to speed them up, try to get them out of what they do, but still be disciplined ourselves. You know, and you know, we understand that, you know, they're a quality opponent, and the things that they do have got them here, and we'll have to do the things that have gotten us here.
Chad, good luck to you. Congrats on the first win in school history in the state tournament. There's only one first.
That's right, and we're grateful for that. Won't celebrate it. We will just look forward to, you know, being able to play Friday. And thank you for just, you know, what you do, and thank you for just sharing all the good things about Blackman Lady Blaze and all of our teams in the county.
Well, thank you for helping us get to the Murphy Center for Girls State 11 out of the last 14 years.
Sounds great.
All right, Coach. That's Chad Hibden joining us here on WGNS. Brian Barrett here with you, and thanks for joining us.